practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come your way once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio this morning to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Today, let's begin the program with a praise God medley. You may be familiar with some of the songs that are used in this particular medley, but as you listen to it, give God the praise for the great God that He is. Here it is, the Praise God medley.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him. Shall not prevail. Praise the God of our salvation.
Praise our God.
Hosts on high His power proclaim.
Heaven and earth
and all creation magnify and praise His name.
Well, there's no better way to begin a Sunday morning than to be praising God for who He is. Would you agree with me on that? I can hear some of you saying, Amen, Pastor Gary. I agree. Well, I trust that you do. And of course, that's what this broadcast is all about. We've been broadcasting on this radio station for many years now. And the entire purpose of this program is to prepare all of our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth and to give God the praise for who He is, along with other believers at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I do pray that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. If you are here in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area and you do not have a church to attend, we would invite you to visit us at the Faith Baptist Church, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and this evening will be our evening service at 6 o'clock. And of course, by virtue of the fact that it is the first Sunday of the month, the congregation will be fellowshipping around the Lord's table. And then, of course, during the midweek on Wednesday, we always have a special midweek service with children and youth meeting at 6:30, along with a special ministry that we have to single moms. And if you happen to be a single mom and would like to have good spiritual fellowship and encouragement, I would invite you to be a part of that group. You can call the church and ask for information on it, and I'll give you that phone number in just a moment, but we'd love to have you a part. That's at 6:30 every Wednesday night. And then, of course, at 7 o'clock is our prayer meeting and Bible study, and Dr. Chris Davis is leading us through a study in the book of Ephesians. And so we would invite you to be out, to be a part of our church services. If you'd like, you are welcome. No matter who you are, no matter what your background is, you are welcome to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. Our actual mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can call us at 814-944-2894 if you have any questions. And if you want to talk about your relationship with the Lord or you have a prayer request, certainly use that phone number to contact us. Once again, it's 814-944-2894. Go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry as well. I particularly would ask you to be praying for me this week, because as we are listening to this broadcast, as you are listening to this broadcast, I am over in Kenya, East Africa. We are being involved with a conference there. It is a leadership conference in Nairobi, and a number of us are over there to encourage Christians in that great nation as they go about the ministry of serving the Lord. This is a conference that our sister ministry, the Way of Truth Ministries, has been praying for and is now sponsoring. As a matter of fact, we were praying for it for many years. And here we are right now in the midst of the conference, and it will go throughout the course of this week. And so I would encourage you to be praying for us. In that particular conference, we have Sam Rohr, we have Dan Woodring, we have George Barna, we have Nehemiah Paul, and we have other men, including myself, who are involved in trying to teach and encourage those believers there in Kenya to stand firm upon the Word of God. And so we would ask you to be praying for it. The conference goes throughout the course of this week, right on through to Friday, and your prayers will certainly make it a successful conference, or contribute at least to making it a successful conference, and we would ask you to be praying for us as we do so. You know, when we pray one for another, we are able to see the Lord work. Can I hear an amen on that? Well, I'm sure some of you have said amen. And so that's why I'm asking you to pray for this Project Kenya conference that will be running throughout the course of this week in Nairobi, Kenya, that God might use it to strengthen and to encourage the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in that great country. I've been involved with Kenya since 1980. It's hard to believe that that's, what, 44 years ago. But down through the years, I've had the opportunity to visit many times that great country. And our sister ministry, the Way of Truth Ministries, has a continuing ministry there. We'd ask you to continue to pray for us as we encourage born-again believers and local churches to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ and to reach others with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But your prayers for us this week are coveted, and we will appreciate them very, very much. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you that it is another day for Christians to gather with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will do so. I also pray, Father, for the conference that will be going on over in Kenya this week. That is Monday right on through Friday. Father, you know that you've led us to put together quite a conference. And Lord, we thank you for the privilege that we have to encourage the believers there. And it is my prayer that you'll bless that conference this week and that you will use it for your glory. I also pray, dear Lord, that you'll bless this radio broadcast as it reaches into the hearts and the minds of many people throughout central Pennsylvania and beyond. I pray that you'll use the program for your honor and your glory, and we will be careful to give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, we're going to listen to an old hymn of the faith now entitled, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, and I would like to read for you verses 11 through 13, where the Word of God says, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. Now before I deliver a message entitled, "Keeping Christ First," taken from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 22, here's a rendition of the old song that you might know. Of course, it comes right from the pages of Scripture, Psalm 23, "The Lord's My Shepherd." God bless you as you listen.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me.
again, and me to walk doth make. Within the paths of righteousness, e'en for his own name's sake. Even though I walk in death's dark veil, yet will I fear no ill, for thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. My table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be.
Today on the program, I want to share with you a subject that is very significant to each and every one of us who know Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And that is the subject of keeping Christ first. Let me ask you this morning, who or what is first in your life? Is it Jesus Christ, or is it you, your family, your job, your life, whatever it is? Who is first in your life? As Christians, the Lord Jesus Christ should be the number one person in our life, that we might worship him and serve him effectively. When you read through the book of Colossians, you see that it is emphasizing the primacy of the Lord Jesus Christ in the life of the Christian and in the life of the local church. But particularly in verses 15 through 22 of chapter 1, we see several reasons why it's important to keep Christ in that first place in our lives. Let me just highlight them for you. I don't have the time to go into them in detail on the program this morning, but I will bring them to your attention for your further study. Number one, and we're talking to Christians now, those of you who know Christ as Savior, Jesus Christ should be first in your life and my life because he is fully God. In verse 15 of Colossians 1, it says, in reference to Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. What that is teaching us is that Jesus Christ is truly God, and that phrase, the firstborn of every creature, simply means that Jesus Christ has always existed, and he has always existed because he is the eternal God. Now, we realize that at one point in time, he came to this earth and became a human in order to go to the cross to provide salvation for us, but he existed as God in eternity past. The second reason why Christ must be first is because of the fact that he is the creator of all things. Look at verse 16 of Colossians 1. It says, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities and powers, all things were created by him and for him." And so we see that as God, Jesus Christ has created everything, and he did it for him. That is, that everything might bring honor and glory to him. He even created you in your mother's womb so that you might glorify him. So see to it that Jesus Christ is first in your life. Then Jesus should be first because he is eternal. The first part of verse 17 of Colossians 1 says, "And he is before all things." Before the whole universe ever was even anywhere near existence, Jesus Christ was in existence as the eternal God. Back in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, when it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," Jesus Christ was there because of the fact that he is eternal. But not only is he eternal, but also in verse 17 of Colossians 1, we see that he's the one who keeps everything into existence. It says, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. When you look outside and see the existence of this universe, the sun, the stars, the moon, the trees, whatever it is you see, other people, you need to recognize that those things just don't exist in and of themselves. It is Jesus Christ as the eternal God who is keeping them all in existence. Then we go on to verse 18 of Colossians 1 and see another reason why Jesus Christ must be first in our life, and that is because he is the head of the church. And this is a key verse as it relates to this subject of keeping Christ first. It says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Without Jesus Christ, there would be no church. He shed his blood for the church. He rose again from the grave for the church. And he is the leader of the church. And those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior are a part of the church, the body of Jesus Christ. And since he is the head of the church, he should certainly be the head of our individual lives as well. Then we see a sixth reason why Jesus Christ is to be first in our life, and that is because of the fact that he possesses all that God is. Look at verse 19 of Colossians 1. It says, for it pleased the Father that in him, that is Christ, should all fullness dwell. Everything that we see in God the Father, we see in Jesus Christ. Because as Jesus says in John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30, he and the Father are one. And so since Jesus Christ possesses all that God is, he should be first in our lives. And then the final reason in this text why we should keep Jesus Christ first is because he reconciled the world to him by his cross. Verses 20 through 22 says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and to you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. You see, through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, everybody on the face of the earth has the opportunity to be saved, to be born again. And those of you who have already trusted Christ as your personal Savior, he is your Savior. You are reconciled to him. And because he died for you and made it possible through his shed blood for you to have the forgiveness of sins, then you should see to it that Jesus Christ is first in your life. Is he? You know, it says there in verse 18 of Colossians 1 that Jesus Christ should be preeminent in all things. That is, number one in our lives. Well, that leads us to another question, which is, how can we keep Christ first in our life? Certainly, we see from this text that Jesus should be number one. But how do we get him there? Well, first of all, by receiving him as your personal Savior. Now, I know I've been basically talking to Christians this morning, but maybe I'm talking to somebody who has never yet been saved, and that could be you. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, why don't you call upon his name right now and say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you do that, he will save you and give you the forgiveness of sins and eternal life and the assurance of heaven when this life is over. And so make certain that you know Christ as Savior. But then secondly, how to keep Christ first as a Christian? Yield to him as the Lord of your life. You see, Jesus Christ is not only Savior in that he died for the sins of the world, but he is the Lord Jesus Christ. That means he is the supreme one in the universe, and he should also be the supreme one in our lives as Christians. And tied into that, if we are going to keep Jesus Christ first, we must obey him as our master. Yes, indeed, Jesus Christ is the Lord. That's who he is. That's his title. That's who he is. But if he is going to be number one in our life, then we must obey him as our master. We must read his word and put his word to practice in our lives every day of our lives. And then in addition to that, if we are going to keep Christ first, we need to witness for him daily. The Bible teaches us that we are His ambassadors. In other words, we are here to represent Jesus Christ on earth. Other people need to come to know Him as their personal Savior as well. And as we represent Him to others, then that gives others the opportunity to trust Christ as Savior. And then finally, how do we keep Christ first? Well, we do so by giving Him the praise and the glory for all that He is and for all that He does. We begin the broadcast this morning with that Praise God medley. And I trust that this will be a day, and not only this day, but every day of your life, that you will praise God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is first in your life? Is it Jesus? Well, He wants to be number one, and when He is number one in your life, He will bless you in ways far beyond your imagination. Receive Him as your personal Savior. Yield to Him as your Lord. Obey Him as your Master. Witness for Him every day. And then give Him praise and glory for all that He is and all that He does. And that will enable Jesus to be number one in your life. That is the desire of Christ for you and me who are Christians. And I pray that it is our desire as Christians to see that Jesus is number one. Well, thank you so very much for joining us on the program today. Now go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And until we greet once again next week by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you, my dear friends.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.